Greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amon.
Sister Amon is here with me in the gospel van. We're here in our radio studio, which is me sitting in the passenger seat. No, driver's seat. She's in the passenger seat.
Sometimes I'm in the driver's seat.
And I am making, she drives the van pretty good. I'm making an audio on my phone, so we do it pretty simple here.
Yep.
We hope everyone is doing good out there in internet land. Can I say it that way? That makes sense? Cyberland?
Sure, why not?
I mean, all the saints of God.
They're listening.
All the saints of God, any seekers that are listening, yeah. We had a really good day. We didn't travel because it was a rainy day, but we kept busy. And there's always so much to do for the kingdom.
There is. The list is never ending. It's always growing, but that's good.
Yeah. Some days it's kind of overwhelming, all the things that we have to do, but you know what? We just rest in the Lord even while it's overwhelming, and we just focus and we get things done. So,
you know, I'd rather be overwhelmed in the things of God than like we used to be in the business world overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That was atrocious and horrible in the flesh.
Or be underwhelmed in your flesh in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, Sister Amon? We got an email today.
Mm-hmm.
A man asked about our van. I have a question for you. I'm just full of all kinds of questions for you lately.
Okay.
Ready? What's van life about? Is it really about the van?
No, it's we don't do this for van life and just to please our flesh. We do it for the Lord so we can be out here in the world and share his truth and the gospel. And
I don't know what this man's avenue is, but not to make fun of it. He met us out street preaching, and he actually did send the gospel and stuff, so I have to go over it with him.
Uh-huh.
But he did ask about our van, so I wonder if he's interested in van life. Sounds like he is. And he makes, I think, a common comment that most people think. It's like people think the van life is about the van. And you would think, hey, van life, it must be all about the van. It's not about the van. And we have a young brother and his family that are trying to go into van life or thinking about it. And he quickly learned it's not about the van. Mm-hmm. Now, the van is nice. It's good to be prepared. It's good to be set up to have everything that you need, not that you want. But the real issues of van life are not about the van itself or the vehicle. The real issues are about freedom to go serve the Lord. For us, it's all about the Lord. It's about simplicity. Help me anywhere here, sister. It's about mobility. It kind of goes along with freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the van just gives us the vehicle to do that, but the van life's not about the van. Everybody focuses on the van. Oh, the van's all fixed up, and it's this, and it's that.
I think they like to boast and call themselves van dwellers or something.
Well, we call ourselves van dwellers, but yeah, our life isn't about the van.
What I mean is that they're like, what do you want to call it? Brothers of the van.
Yeah, van lifers and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what they like to, that's who they are.
Yeah, and so the point I wanted to make is no matter what, you're an apartment dweller, you're a van dweller, you're a house dweller, don't let your life be about the house, apartment, or the van. Your life should be about Christ.
Yeah, exactly, because a lot of people, they put a lot of, especially women, they put a lot of their life in their home. Whether it's on wheels, whether it's stacked in with other people in an apartment, or whether it's a house in the country, in the city, they kind of identify their life as being where they live.
Right.
Kind of, you know, you become
who complacent. It becomes who they are.
And yeah, you just kind of become comfortable with the surroundings. You feel like you fit in. And
that's one of the dangers of having like a career job or having a, you know, real set place where you live. What happens is you become your career. You become your house and your environment. And when you're a Christian, you lose your identity in Christ. We're supposed to be about Christ, of Christ, about the word, about ministry. And the more stuff you have, the more stuff you get caught up in, it becomes your identity. I remember I met a man not too long ago. He was a worldly man, not a Christian. And he said, my stuff is consuming me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got so much stuff to take care of, look after, fix, repair, all stuff. He goes, my stuff's consuming me. I hate it. He goes, I can see why you'd like van life.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, and we've been there too, you know, you work all week and you might have overtime or several jobs or whatever. We've both done that. And then when the weekend comes, if you're not working another job all the way through the weekend, you got to hurry up and mow the lawn or shovel or plow or fix something.
Yeah.
Your whole weekend is taken up.
Your life becomes
with
consumed.
House and stuff. And
Jesus talked about where your treasure is, your heart will be. So you get a lot of stuff. That's where your heart might be because you're taking care of it a lot. So the best thing about van life is simplicity, freedom, being able to focus on the kingdom of God most of all. So I'll share that with this man that the van isn't really all that important.
And it's frugal too.
I'm sorry?
frugal.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that earlier.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Simple, frugal, being able to be free, being able to meet lost people out in the world, be able to preach the gospel, be able to go to things. So that's what the van life's all about for us. So I thought I'd just mention that. And today we had some issues, some adjustments to make in the body.
Refining.
Some refining with some saints, and that's okay. It's all good. Tweaking, correcting, we're all about that. We're always, Paul hadn't arrived yet. None of us have arrived. Mm-mm. We all have to grow and stretch. We're kind of the wet clay that the potter, the father, is still molding us. And as long as we don't dry ourselves out so we crack and break into pieces, he can keep molding us and making us a better vessel for his glory. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and to a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's the goal, right, Sister Drummond? And so it's glorious that we get to work with people and help them. A lot of them are newer believers, so everybody needs help. But newer believers especially, because there's a lot of change. It's a very tumultuous time. You're losing family, losing career, changing where you live. A lot of things going on that can unsettle you. Our job as people that have been in the faith a little bit longer is to help settle them, help hold them in the faith, to help tell them you can do this, that you can hold on, that you don't have to run back to your old life. And so that's kind of our job, to encourage them. You can do this. Keep going. Give them the tools, the scripture, the encouragement, the prayer, the edification.
Right.
Any thoughts on that, Sister Saint? Sister Saint. Sister Amin, you are
a
saint.
Sister Saint.
You are a Sister Saint because you deal with women as well and trying to help them.
Well, yeah, all the same things with that. And just kind of learning, especially when people are new, learning about, I want to say the word boundaries, but not necessarily in sin or anything, but maybe roles and actions and how we carry ourselves and what it is, you know, like digging into the scriptures. All
and who we are in Christ, because
like
everybody's different.
Yeah, that's our
how we interact with each other.
Yeah.
Who can take a correction and how, and some people are more sensitive than others, all those type of things we got to learn with people.
Yeah, and it's all good because, you know, everybody gets to learn from all this.
Amen. And it's all a giving of ourselves because we're all servants of each other.
Right.
None of us lord over anyone. None of us are more important or better at any, you know, well, everybody's got different skills and gifts and maybe better at things than other people, but nobody's partial over other people.
Yeah.
And we're all just a hand, eye, foot, nose, ear in the body. Just trying to help each other, and we don't want to lose a hand, eye, nose, or foot. We want to hold everybody together. We just studied, one of the brothers read Colossians 2 today for the Ecclesia gathering, and it talked about how we're knit together by love.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that. We're knit together. So we want to be knit together, and that's for the glory of God.
Yeah, we're knit together in the Word.
Yeah, in the Word. Amen.
All speaking the same thing. I love that.
Sister Drummond, what's on your mind today as we're going through just a few topics at the end of the day here?
Well, here's one. It was talked about being earnest or like zealous. And I love this scripture verse here, and I know you're going to have something to say about it. Galatians 4:18, that one was shared. But it is good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing, in this part, and not only when I am present with you.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I don't know, I just thought that was interesting because, you know, iron sharpens iron, and you could be like real sharp and like very attentive, aware of the body, you know, like sisters that you're with, and you'll see what they're doing that you're not, and maybe you could refine yourself on. But then when the influence is not there, like Paul is saying, and don't do it just when I'm there,
you know,
when the influence is not there, we still want to be just as sharp on ourselves and comparing ourselves to the Word. We're not comparing ourselves to people, but we can certainly learn from examples.
Isn't there a lot to be said from that old, it's an old worldly mindset. You can tell a lot about a person, what they do when they're alone.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I thought that scripture was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
He's like commending him, but he's like, don't just do it when I'm there. You know, because we don't want to be man pleasers. We want to be God pleasers all the time.
And God's watching at all times, isn't
he?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to share, Sister Amin?
Yeah, I was just looking through my notes here, unless you had something, but I do have another thing.
Well, I can just say, I'll go next. Tomorrow, as we travel and I have to stop, or not stop, we have to get to our destination and set up, I have a call. I get to meet a man from the other side of the world, and if the Lord wills, on a video call, We've never talked face to face. We've been emailing and communicating for quite a while, and he's interested in more fellowships. So we get to meet this man from the other side of the world who has a lot of challenges, and we hope that we can be an encouragement to him and see if we can come to the unity of the faith and all try as best we can from the other side of the world to become part of the body. And I was thinking about 2 Corinthians 8:4. Praying with us, much entreating that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. So that's what we want to do. We want to minister to these people that reach out to us, and a lot of them are alone and cut off, and they're like, what do we do? There's nobody around. How do we find edification? And so they find kind of a refuge with us online because they see what we're teaching. They agree with it from doctrine, the doctrines that we're teaching. And so then they want to just have like a refuge with other saints. It's a good thing. And so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to encouraging this man. We met him on rather interesting circumstances that I won't go into. But we have been communicating, and he wants to take some next steps. So we're ready to do it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Interesting circumstances. God can use everything for
yeah.
the good of those who love him.
He does. God does.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Sister Robin?
You said something when Job was brought up. And
the brothers read, one of the brothers read Job tonight, and we talked about it.
Yeah. And you said something like this: my worst enemy of my soul, Satan. And God has him on a leash, and he can't do anything unless God says so.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that is so true. And we've often talked about that throughout the years. You know, if it's God's will, God allows it. We're good with it. But it's also comforting to know that God has him on a leash.
Right.
So remember that, sisters. If God allows something to happen, even if you don't like it, it's going
to
be good for
what
he wants
it
to be. Yep.
Yeah.
And then also remember that he's not going to... Satan can't do anything to you unless he allows it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that gives me great comfort knowing that my father's in control, because we see in the book of Revelation, Satan is bound and then a restrainer in Thessalonians removed, and then he's going to be loosed and he has his way on the earth. But all of that the father's letting him do, and it's all within the control of the father. So I take great solace in that, because the father knows the beginning from the end, the Alpha, the Omega. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Go ahead. You got more?
Well, I have one more.
Go for it.
I was just going to say that I was talking to sisters today, and one of the topics we talked about was witnessing and being led by the Spirit, and the different ways that you could, like if you're on the streets, you could mass hand out gospel cards, which would be good if that's what you feel led to do, or you could be on the street and maybe just wait until somebody comes up to talk to you before you give a card.
Yeah.
Or maybe in the store, a door opener. Some people might want to approach a whole bunch of people throughout their day and just boldly walk up and approach them and,
right.
and give them the gospel. Or you might just wait for whatever it is that the Spirit, that you feel the Spirit is leading you to do. And everybody can do it different. I mean, you're all going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, you got liberty how to do it.
Yeah. And so I said, like, there could be a handful of saints on the street, and one's doing it one way, one's doing it another, all at the same time, but in different ways.
Sure.
We don't have to do it all the same
Amen.
Way.
Find your ministry that God would have you do.
Yeah. And so I just thought that was just one of the things we were talking about, encouraging you know,
yeah.
each other in that, and talking about different scenarios and
yep.
witnessing things. So.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So we pulled up to our park spot tonight. We're outside of a place, a business that lets people park overnight, and right before I'm setting up for the brother's call, I get a beating on the window, and it's a lady, and I rolled the window down, and she looked rather disheveled.
Yeah,
I think there was drugs probably at work.
Like
and the
that.
Reason I know that is I looked over when I was doing something by the back of the van, and I saw her fall over. So she's either drunk or on drugs, and she got up. And then I watched to make sure she was okay. I did saw her. I saw she got up.
We know
and I was like,
who this woman is.
Yep. We actually know this woman. We know of her because a brother who camped with us here not long ago gave her a gospel card. She wasn't interested.
I tried talking to
her. She didn't want the gospel.
Yeah, to see if she's
so today
okay.
she beat on the window and she said, I locked my keys in my car. Can you come break my car window for me? And I said, no, ma'am, I can't do that. My dog and my phone's inside. Can you break my car window? I said, no, ma'am, I can't do that. And I said, you need to call the police. They have tools where they can open cars. Oh, no, I don't want to call the police, she says. I don't want to call the police. And so she left in a haste. And We could tell that there are some other issues going on there, and it really made me sad because you offer them Christ, you offer them the hope, eternal life, a new life, and they choose it not. And it reminded me of 2 Thess 2:11. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe lies. Mm-hmm. A lot of them think they're okay. A lot of them think they're going to make it just fine. A lot of them think they're going to make it to the kingdom of God, or there is no heaven, there is no hell. I'm just going to party. Strong delusion.
Yeah.
And we see that how people live, especially people that live in, it could be churchianity, could be in the world, but we see a lot of people live out in the streets or live, she's living in her van, and they just make a lot of bad decisions to get there. We chose van life. There's a lot of people that make bad decisions and they're on the road or they're living in their car because of drugs, alcohol, crime, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so strong delusion. If you're not careful, your flesh and Satan will sweep you away with that.
Oh, right. Yeah, we see that all the time, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Any other thoughts about strong delusion?
It's something I don't want to happen to me, so I'm going to stay strong in the Word.
Yeah, and that's what we do with our brethren, too. We want them to stay strong so they don't ever get... Jesus said the deception will be so strong that even the elect could be deceived if it was possible.
Yeah.
Which means it's not possible. If you're in the Spirit, you're in the Word, you're seeking the Father. So we won't be deceived, so we want to stay in the Word and make sure that we're striving. So kind of stuff we see out here really can't help people that don't want to help themselves.
No.
Jesus said to about those kind of people, let the blind lead the blind.
Right. He was pretty blunt.
Yep. So that's what we do out here. And while it's painful, because you see your neighbor, there's nothing you can do for them. Till somebody wants to leave drugs or wants to help themselves, you can't do nothing for them. They're basically their own worst enemy, and Satan has them in his clutches. They have to, by their will, choose a different route, cry out to God, and then God opens the door and makes a way. We're there for those people, but they got to want it. They got to have seek after it.
Right. And how you deal with that day after day after day after day,
yeah.
Seeing that is seeing through the Spirit and the Word.
Yep.
Eliminating the flesh and just looking at everything through the Word and comparing it to the Word, and you pretty much see it black and white.
Amen.
And so you just keep going.
Yep, that's absolutely right. So,
mm-hmm.
Anything else, Sister Amon? You
I
probably
have scripture verse.
Scripture verse.
Uh huh.
I like scripture verses.
Another brother was he went through Colossians 2.
Yep.
And as I was kind of bouncing back and forth on some of the scripture verses in there, I came over on Colossians 3 and verse 1. I was reading that and I thought, I'm going to share that today. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
I love that. Keeping your thoughts.
Yeah.
In Christ, about Christ. Yeah.
And things above.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, Colossians 3, 1 and 2 is one of my favorite verses. So tomorrow we travel and hit the road. Looks like it's going to be a good day. We haven't seen the sun for 5 days, I don't think.
Little pieces of it, maybe.
But not much.
Yeah,
so I think tomorrow's supposed to be a nice sunny day, and we're going to head out and go down the gospel road.
Mm-hmm.
Headed to an event this weekend. We don't know where yet, but God's going to make a way for that. And I just had one last thought. I just wanted to share, Sister Amon and I are blessed that we get to know some brothers and sisters that as we walk with them, we study the Word with them, we communicate with them every day, we're united, we're accountable. We see, this is awesome, we see humble, teachable, accountable people that have a solid faith in Christ and the Word. And that is such a rare, rare thing that we get to partake of instead of all of the sin and carnality and false doctrine we see in the culture, the great fallen away, and in churchianity. So that's a great blessing and a strong faith. It says a lot. It says so much. Galatians 3:6. Even as Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness.
Mm.
We get our righteousness perfectly in Christ. We must have faith. Without it, it's impossible to please God. So I just wanted to thank the Lord for the saints that we know that we get to walk with and be accountable to and help them in their walk as well.
Yeah, as you said that, as you were going through that, I was thinking about it's kind of like restful when we get to be with saints and speak the same thing and all go into the scriptures. You don't have to, it's a time when you don't have to look at somebody and go, all right, what's your faith? What's your background? What are you trying to get at? What are you defending? Are you for the truth? Test, 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 test. We got to keep testing everybody. Not that we don't test the saints.
Oh, yeah.
And what they say, but they've been
you have a comfort level. They've been vetted.
Yeah, and we see a consistent life pattern.
We know their heart. We know their walk. Yeah. We know their life. They're not living in willful sin.
Yeah, so it's wonderful. We love being on the streets to be able to share the truth of God with people, but it's like physical work almost.
Yeah, it is.
It's a spiritual battle, and the saints would agree with that. But to be able to converse with sisters or you with brothers, yep, or just to hear
it's
the
like
conversations,
a refuge.
It is, because then it will freely flow and we can honor and glorify God together instead of one trying to fight for the soul of another or contending for the faith.
Yeah, or defending sin and all that. It's kind of like what it's going to be in heaven.
Oh, I know.
Everybody in heaven is going to be approved of.
Hey, I love that.
Right? And that's what our brothers and sisters, we can say that we know they're approved of. They're not perfect. We're not perfect. We all can make mistakes, but they're approved of in 99.999% of their life and their actions. And you can have a comfort level with them and you can let your guard down. We're always testing what they say and but you can let your guard down, and you cannot let your guard down around people of the world, false churchianity people, or around the enemy Satan might get in. So it is a great refuge to be among the brethren.
It is. Yeah. I was just thinking you can walk with them.
Yep.
Instead of out in the world, not instead, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's always against.
Yep.
You're trying to bring people with.
Yeah. The world in ministry is contention.
Yes.
And in the body, we have unity and peace.
Yes. Yeah. Good picture.
That's a glorious thing. Yeah, good point.
It
good
is.
Point. So yeah, we're blessed to have that. So we thank the Lord for that. And we encourage all of you saints, seekers, you need to repent. I always tell you that. Listen to the gospel at don'tperish.com. Seek after Christ with all your heart. But all you saints, seek after Christ. And guess what? Walk by faith. Or as Hebrews says, we can't please God unless we walk by faith. So what a joyous thing we get to do. Walk by faith. No saints that walk by faith. We get to go out and preach the gospel by faith. We get to go to bed and wake up and hope for the next day by faith. Everything's done by faith, and it's all glorifying to God.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. So we're going to leave right there. Anything else, Sister Robin?
I was going to say just what I usually say, but I mean it. Love to my sisters.
Nothing
and hugs
wrong with
if
that.
I could. And love to all the brethren out
amen.
There. Even if we don't know you, love to you too.
We'd love to know you. Mm-hmm. Sharpen yourself in the Word of God, and hopefully you have other people to sharpen yourselves with, and we're here for you if you ever need that. Mm-hmm. You can send us an email. So we just send love to all the holy ones of the Lord who are out there walking by faith. We are with you, we stand with you, and we will hold your arms up if we can, whatever way we need to.
Amen.
Down the gospel road, I can't talk. Down the gospel road we go, Sister Amin.
All right, I'm there. Who's driving, though?
I'm probably going to drive tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Sister Alma drives the van pretty good, though.
Yeah, I like it when you drive.
But no matter where we go, we're trusting in the Lord to get us where we need to go.
We're going to be where He wants
yep.
us to be.
And we have a young brother coming with us, and so it's exciting. And we're going down to meet another brother. So if the Lord wills, that's all going to work out. Lots of ministry coming up in this fall season of our life here, fall season of ministry. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And we'll report as we go. So we love you all. Till next time.
May God be praised.
Amen, Sister Amin.